Colleagues, thank you very much for all of your contributions in this discussion about youth and future generations. It's been, I think, an incredibly rich discussion. Impossible for me to summarise the breadth of contributions that we've had, but we've had a lot of themes in common from different parts of the world. But ultimately, what has come through incredibly strongly is the efforts that are being made by cities of all shapes and sizes and in all parts of the world to create better lives for their children, their young people, and indeed for future generations in the places where they are. And the range and creativity and imagination of the work that's being carried out by cities is genuinely inspiring. So thank you very much, all of you, for your contributions. I think just a final mention of the point made by our colleague from Lodz in Poland, that this is also an opportunity for all of us to learn from each other. None of us have all of the answers. And this forum gives us that chance to hear from each other and go away with great ideas. I'm going to move straight on now to the fifth segment of the forum, which is titled Transforming Global Governance. And in this segment, we'll discuss the role of cities in supporting global governance and achieving gender balance within that. So firstly, I'm very pleased to invite Mr. Kurt Garrigan, Chief of the Sustainable Urban Development Section, Environment and Development Division, United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, to brief us on the fifth chapter of Pact for the Future, which is related to this theme. Welcome, Mr. Garrigan.